Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today we need to talk about how the Chinese broke RSA encryption. You may think this is super nerdy, and yeah, we're going to get a little bit nerdy, but even if you're not technical, you better stick around because you need to understand how this is going to affect your bank account and every Web2 account you have in the whole freaking world. Should I be concerned? Yes. Yes, you should. I'm not fear-mongering. This is important. Now, I'm not shocked that they've done it. My reaction was more like, oh, there it is. Because this was the obvious first application of quantum computing, is to break RSA encryption. Why? Because RSA encryption is the foundation of SHA-256, which is what is basically safeguarding your bank account login. Every SSL on every website out there, everywhere you think you're logging in secure, is no longer secure. So there's a few interesting bits about this that I want to dive into. I'm going to keep it fairly high level. I will put the links to these items in the show notes for you. And tell me what you think about this. So this is really fascinating. So this was an article at csoonline.com that came out on October 14th. The title was Chinese Researchers Break RSA Encryption with a Quantum Computer, which that got my attention. Now, obviously, everybody in the world's been working on this for a long time. And so what's going on here is that the research being done at Shanghai University, it's called D-Wave Quantum Computers, and they did indeed crack RSA encryption. And as I read in here, I found a couple of things really, really interesting. So this is a form of symmetric encryption. There's also a thing called asymmetric encryption. And we will talk about what types of encryption Geode uses and why it's not this and why it's something better. And we'll also talk about what you might think about doing to safeguard yourself in terms of your bank accounts and other such things. So the first you want to get into the research, what did they actually do? Did they actually break RSA? Did they actually crack a password on this? Yes. Yes, they did. And that's very interesting about it right now. And the way that they cracked it, and you can read more about it here, is that it really comes down to solving a puzzle. And lots of those early encryption systems like RSA, they use that idea, right? Well, to break it, you would have to solve a very difficult puzzle, and no computer in the world can do that. Now one can. So quantum computing really kicks it up a notch. And for a very, very long time, it just wasn't there. It just wasn't usable. You couldn't get enough qubits on a chip to do anything with it. Well, now they have. And it's not shocking that it's the Chinese that did this. They've been light years ahead of the US for a long time and very, very, very focused on anything computationally related, whether it's state-sponsored hacking or, in this case, university research for quantum computing. And cracking passwords online is an obvious first thing to do, because if your defense department is funding it, they're going to want it to use it as a weapon. They're going to want to use it as a form of attack. So they're going to want to be able to crack into, hack into systems, crack passwords on military systems, government systems, first and foremost, to get their money's worth out of their funding for you. So it makes sense that you would go RSA, because RSA is what is underlying, it's one of the older ones, but it is at the root of all of your Web2 websites protection. All of them. Banks, social media, all of it. And here's where it got more interesting, is one little sentence like kind of buried in here. The researchers didn't just stop at RSA, they also attacked algorithms crucial to the advanced encryption standard, AES, including present rectangle and the GIFT 64 block cipher. So they really went at it. This is an incredible advancement. I don't, it's getting attention. I don't think it's getting enough attention, because regular people will see a title like this and go, well, I don't know what RSA is, so I don't need to worry about it. Yeah, you do. Because every time you log into your bank, your centralized bank, that's RSA. Every time you log into social media, that's RSA. More interesting. Every time the people with administrative privileges, God powers, at Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, X, Amazon, every major Web 2 platform, they can now crack the passwords for those God-privileged accounts. Get in, do whatever you want. No, it's not that bad. Yeah, it's that bad. It's totally that bad. So that's what it is. And then the article goes on to talk about different types of cryptography and things like that. So this is where we're at now. And we've been talking about this. I think I talked about it a year ago and I said it's coming. Here it is. So what do you do? One, make your passwords, not a whole lot you can do, but what you can do, make your passwords as incredibly long and complex as you possibly can. This is the only thing you control. That's the only thing you control is what is your password. So when it comes to your bank accounts, your social media logins, your logins at any Web 2 or unclassified government computer system, or classified computer government computer system for that matter, everywhere you have a login, I want your password to be ridiculously long. Number two, I want you to have two-factor authentication. That's where they send a text message to your phone, right? Whether it's a text message to your phone, or if you want to get fancier about it, you download an app and you use passkeys, whether that's from Google or whatever, but you get the app on your phone and you use a passkey app on your phone. Now that's another step above having a text message sent to your phone. Some form of two-factor authentication. Text message is one, passkeys is another. If you choose the text message route for your two-factor authentication, I want you to do something extra. I want you to go online to your cell phone company, whoever your cell phone company is, and they should have an option there for you that protects you from what's called SIM swapping. And that's where someone else pretends to be your phone number so that they get the text message with the special code in it instead of you. And SIM swapping attacks like that are very common these days because these phones don't use physical SIM cards anymore. They're all eSIM. And if it's a digital SIM card, I can spoof that. So protect yourself from SIM swapping. That's done through your cell phone provider. Use two-factor authentication, either via text message or passkeys. And make sure your passwords are ridiculously long, complex, special characters, numbers, letters, all the things. Get crazy with it. How long should they be? How long can you stand it to be? The longer, the better. I want it to be just ridiculous. So you have to be extremely, extremely careful. Now, here's the super interesting bit about this and the question I want to ask that I don't see anybody else asking. Why did they say it out loud? If I was running a government program and I had managed to break RSA with a quantum computer, they wouldn't say it out loud. They wouldn't just put it out there in public. Why would you let anybody know that you had that kind of capability? Why wouldn't you just go around real quiet-like and break into everything? And while you're in there breaking into everything, go ahead and implant some root kits in there and kind of, you know, put a little Trojan horses in there and, you know, plant some roots in there just so you can do whatever you want when you want to. Why would you let humanity know that you were able to do that? Why would you say it out loud? And the only reason I can think that they reported it like that, like, hey, guess what kind of weapon we've got now, is it's a negotiating tactic. It's negotiation. The weapons of the future are not bombs. It's this. It's quantum computing and encryption breaking. And the only reason you would say it out loud is a shot across the bow. It's a negotiation mechanism. Because now, when you go to the Chinese government, when you go to them and you're negotiating a trade deal, trade agreements, right, tariffs or not tariffs, you know, import fees and things, and you're trying to negotiate these deals, they've got you. Well, really, they've had you for a while, but this is a new level. So I find it very, very interesting that they chose to say it out loud. And what this tells me, because here's the next question, why did they choose to say it out loud now? Why October, probably early October, put out a paper? Nothing happens under their government funding in a rogue way. So what that tells me is that they've actually probably been sitting on this for a year or two, and that they've already broken into pretty much everything they wanted to break into, and that they've already implanted all the root kits they wanted to. And now maybe it can be a negotiation piece without actually having to give up everywhere they've already broken into. Fun times. So diversify where you keep your money. Make your passwords very, very long. Two-factor authentication. And in the end, be ready to do without any kind of Web 2 capability that you've gotten used to. So what is the answer? Web 3, obviously. Why? Because blockchain, depending on the chain, tends to operate on different encryption mechanisms than this. So, for example, Geode is based on substrate, so we're using ED25519, SR25519, and then a Blake 2 hashing algorithms on top of that. What the heck does that mean? So it's a more secure and yet faster encryption algorithm. These days, although faster is, I mean, that's great, but more secure is much more important. So these are more secure than RSA. And more importantly, different and asymmetric. What does that mean? It just means it's going to be another layer much harder to crack. Now, if they've cracked this one, why can't they eventually crack ED25519? I'm sure they will, but it might hold them off 5 or 10 years, in which place it gives you an opportunity to get some things in place for sort of counter quantum and counter AI, because we haven't even talked about mixing that in here yet. It gives you time to get some more security mechanisms in place. And so Geo does not use RSA. It uses something better. And in fact, we use more than one thing. And there's more on that in our documentation. There are quantum-resistant cryptographic algorithms. There are quantum-resistant encryption algorithms. So you can check this out, and I'll put the link in the show notes at nist.gov. And this was 2 years ago. They completed a 6-year-long investigation into looking for encryption algorithms that were quantum-resistant. So they do exist, but Web 2 systems like your bank and your social media accounts and whatever where the places that you work generally haven't switched over to them yet. Well, why not? Well, because they didn't think this would happen anytime soon, and it kind of snuck up on them. So everybody's going to be scrambling here for the next couple of years. Remember the whole Y2K thing happened when we were going from 1999 to 2000? Everybody was freaking out that planes were going to fall out of the sky and all this code had to be updated. Was it really a problem? I don't know. But they scrambled for a couple years updating a lot of code. I think you're going to see that happening again here, where they're going to be updating their encryption algorithms to something more quantum resistant. In the meantime, there are vulnerabilities and you need to pay attention and you need to protect yourself as best you can. And even with all of that, you may not ultimately be able to protect yourself. The good news is they're probably not after you. So I'll make this my last point. Most of us, they're not interested in. They're much more interested in major players in terms of intellectual property, big money, big information, classified information, you know, juicy stuff. Not really all that interested in us little people. So we've got that going for us. So that's a little bit, not to fear monger, but you need to pay attention to this one. Okay. So I'm bringing the mom energy today. This is what you need to do. So stay safe out there, y'all. Put your questions in the comments. I tried to keep this high level. I will put these links in here so you can go check out, more about this development. Keep in mind the fact that they say it out loud tells you they've had this for a while. And they've done what they're going to do with it. So that will just have to kind of come out as we wait to see what they've infiltrated with it. Okay, good times, y'all. So have fun. Keep it nerdy. And I will see you on Chain.